Sports Radio 105, The Ticket. Welcome to Under Review with Hallberg Criminal Defense, and the head of the whole organization with the name on the firm itself is Marsh Hallberg. This is brought to you by Smart Start MN Ignition Interlock Systems. If you need to drive, they can help over there, powered by Smart Start MN. And boy, this is a great opportunity to have you back on the radio again, Marsh. And,
good to hear,
and,
Pat.
And you have some really cool insights along with the blog that you have on 105 The Ticket regarding the Minnesota Vikings and the stadium rights, right?
Yeah, what made me for a topic for this week, I thought let's just kind of review a little bit how this all financing has gone on. As people may have seen the last few days in the news, the U.S. Bank here based out of Minneapolis has gotten the naming rights. I think that's probably negotiations that have been going on for a long, long time, but it finally became public. The bank is going to pay $11 million a year. That's real money. $11 million a year for over 20 years. So $220 million, if I do my math right, to have the naming rights to the stadium.
That's a fifth of the cost of the stadium, right?
Yeah, it's about $1 billion. So, right, give or take. And half of it's public money and half of it's, the Vikings money. As I looked at this, it just made me want to reflect a little bit on the financing. And I take nothing away from U.S. Bank. I think it's a smart move by them.
Especially with the Super Bowl coming up.
Oh, my gosh. You think that
years.
They got the Super Bowl in 2018. You got the NCAA Final Four in 2019. This has given them a national presence. They're pretty weak on the East Coast. They don't have a lot of banks out there. So this gives them a larger presence just nationally. Every time you talk about the stadium, it's going to have a U.S. Bank attached to it. They're going to have this huge, I think it's 460 some feet long sign on the top of this thing. So it's longer than the football field itself.
That's wow.
U.S. Bank on it. So good move by them, I think.
Should there be a picture of us on it since we're
Well, there is
we're
actually.
Bankrolling.
I was going to surprise you at the end. There's this big one of you and me. So it's a good move by them. But then it made me just look back at how this whole thing worked. And I don't know, Pat, at the end of it made me feel helpless in the sense that you've got to give these NFL owners what they want or they're going to move your team to another city. I mean, you get that. And
right.
So you say, well, Jesus, they put in $500 million. That's real money. But when you look at the way that it packaged out of that $500 million, they get the naming rights. So that's a couple hundred million off of it right there. Stadium building license, which is a fancy way of saying the seat licenses. And those are going to end up being about $125 million that people are going to pay a loan that the Vikings get. So
like they're on the good end of this deal.
just do the math. Those two numbers alone is $345 million. The NFL has given just a straight out grant of another $50 million to the Vikings, $400 million. The Vikings get, that's not really money out of their pocket. So out of this $500 million that they're putting in, $400 million is already coming out that way.
Wow.
So they end up virtually paying very, very little money to get a building built that they get to use now and use that to obviously make the money off the games, make the money off the merchandise. They get, I can't remember how many hundreds of days a year they get the use of the park outside of there that they get the exclusive use to lease that out for festivals or fairs.
Plus, I have it on good authority. The players get free refills on pop at the concession stands. Well, you can learn more about this with Under Review from Hallberg Criminal Defense. It's on 105 The Ticket's blog, and you post that every single week. Call it what you will, sorry, U.S. Bank. It's still going to be the Metrodome as far as I'm concerned. And thanks so much for listening to Under Review, brought to you by Smart Start MN Ignition Interlock Systems. Marsh will do this next Tuesday afternoon, okay?
See you, my friend.
If you have recently had a DWI, you're beginning to learn about the ways it will affect your life. No driver's license for at least a year. No driving to go to work or to your children's sports. No driving to pick up groceries or even a cup of coffee. Relying on friends and family to give you rides places. If you need to drive, we can help. At Smart Start MN, we can help you figure out how to get your driving privileges back through the use of an ignition interlock. Find out more how we can help you get back driving on our website, smartstartmn.com. That's smartstartmn.com. If you need to drive, we can help. smartstartmn.com.